Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at DefyHungerTogether.com.
One of the most anxiously anticipated reports on Wall Street is always Apple earnings. What to watch coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And word on the street, Wall Street that is that the market is readying itself for a lackluster earnings report from Apple on Tuesday. However, it might be important not to write Apple off just yet. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is the Wall Street Journal's head of the tape columnist, Steve Russolillo. Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, lately the big talk about Apple, at least as it pertains to financials, are the decline of iPhone sales. That's all we're hearing about the past, you know, few months is like, are their best days behind it? Should we not count Apple out just yet?
Yeah, so it's a great question, and it's really the most important question right now that's facing Apple in the stock market. And so the stock has been down more than 20% over the past 12 months. You have to keep in mind, this is the biggest company by market value in the world right now. And so for the fact that it has had such a big drag on the overall market is really significant and really meaningful. So to get back to your question here, are Apple's best days behind it? Well, that is the question that everyone is asking. And now, granted, it might be. The answer may be yes to that.
They had a hell of a ride.
Yeah. That is true. And so while the best days may be behind it, that doesn't necessarily mean that the stock needs to keep plunging from here. The company still has a lot going for it. Its earnings last quarter were higher than Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix combined.
Wow.
Combined. So this is a company that is still minting money, very profitable, has high profit margins. And the fact that it's not growing as fast as it did at its peak, I think the market is punishing it too much for that.
And there are important things to consider as well. For example, the next iPhone is coming out this year. How much of a bounce do you think that might account for?
Yeah, so that's going to be key here. Arguably more important than the actual quarterly numbers is what sort of forecast that Apple gives for the future. And so everyone's expecting the iPhone 7 or whatever you want to call it, the latest iteration of the iPhone to come in September. And so how is that going to be baked into Apple's forecast? It's a lot of analysts say that it's not going to be as significant of an upgrade as some of the previous iPhones. So probably we're going to expect some muted expectations there. But still, how are people going to project and forecast this into their earnings models for the next few months and arguably the next few years? And so that's actually one of the things that the optimists are looking at. They're saying, you know, okay, this quarter will probably be a so-so one for iPhone sales growth. But in the future, though, it's expected to pick back up again. And so that is a sign. We'll certainly be looking at the quarterly numbers and the forecast to see if that trend is still in place or perhaps if something else is to come.
And it's pretty status quo as far as other devices go, like take your iPad, the Apple Watch. It's funny, the Apple Watch in particular, I feel like I'm always checking in, you know, as like a concerned friend. I'm like, so how's it doing? Is it they're doing okay?
Right. And so they don't specifically break out Apple Watch sales by units, but it's a great question, though, because this was supposed to be, you know, their next big product. And it certainly hasn't reached that level of what the iPhone was in its heyday mm-hmm. at the beginning or even the iPad. And so the question is, will it ever get there and what needs to happen to it? What sort of next level, you know, updates or whatever to get to that level? And I don't know that it actually ever will. But so far, it seems like sales are okay, not great, not terrible, somewhere in between there.
Okay.
And so that will probably be probably see more of the same going forward with that as well.
Pretty much figured that. Just wanted to make sure. So ultimately, and like you said, when you take a look at the tech giants, you know, Alphabet, Facebook, Amazon, I didn't realize that it combined outdid them. So, I mean, that really speaks to its valuation, right? It's still pretty strong.
Right. And so the thing here is, especially in the stock market, it's all an expectations game. And so even though Apple's earnings are greater than all of them combined, it's all about the growth rates and whether Apple will keep growing. I mean, you have it's the law of large numbers. When you get to to a certain point, you just can't keep growing at a 20, 30, 40% clip. And so that's what people worry about. Even though Apple is so much more profitable than these other ones, it's that they have the potential to grow faster than Apple does.
Gotcha.
And so that's what's happening right now. But when you sit back and you look at Apple's valuation, it is cheap. It is really, really, really cheap. It is actually amazingly cheap in my point of view. And so that suggests to me that this stock has been punished far too much. It's still doing a lot of good right now for it to be at this cheap level. So it's funny, the headline of the piece that was in Monday's paper was Apple's ripe for a rally.
Right.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that a rally is going to happen, but it's certainly the way things are positioned right now, it is certainly ripe for one. So the market has been punishing or has been undervaluing Apple for a few years now, and we'll see if that will continue or change.
Puts it into great perspective. Thanks for the insight, as always, Steve.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Steve Russolillo from WSJ's Ahead of the Tape column. That'll wrap up this edition of Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.